KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair 42, good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, January 10th. News is brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be partly sunny, windy, and warm today, high about 63. But a massive cold front will be coming across the state late tonight, taking temperatures down to the 30s for tomorrow. And we'll have a slight chance for some sleet and snow tomorrow. Just a slight chance, though. So enjoy today while it lasts. But fire dangers will be elevated today with the gusty winds. Chickasha residents to ask the state auditor to look into alleged misuse of public funds by the Chickasha Public School District. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment and Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
An initiative petition effort is underway calling for the state auditor to look into the finances of the Chickasha School District. The petition calling for a review of all Oklahoma Public School Resource Center contracts, as well as alleged double dipping by former school administrators. The petition calling for a review of alleged nepotism on the part of an administrator who was unnamed in the petition. The document was being circulated during an executive session of the Chickasha School Board last night. Ruth Bingham, one of the leaders of the petition drive.
We are hearing all these things about the specialized learning center and how grades are being changed, which we've told that have been told that's not criminal. But the attendance, if they're not reporting attendance properly, then that should be affecting their state aid. And if you're taking state aid for kids that are not in school, you know, there could be a problem there.
Now, the group has until February 5th to gather about 1,100 signatures, which will then be delivered to the state auditor. Those signatures would then have to be verified by the Grady County Election Board before the audit could be ordered. There is a call for all the Chickasha School Board members to step down during last night's meeting. Lori Allen addressing the panel, first thanking school board members for their service, then...
And I'm asking for each one of you to offer your resignations this evening, at a minimum.
Now, there were no announcements of any school board member stepping down during last night's meeting. Marlow Mayor Brad Bowles easily wins the special Republican primary election in House District 51 yesterday. Bowles outdistanced Chickasha restaurant owner Dustin Payne with 82% of the vote, collecting more than 4 out of every 5 votes. The final was 942 to 206. Bowles now will go on to face Democrat Charles Murdoch, a retired educator of Marlow, in the special election for House District 51 that will be coming up in March. More Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
A semi that was hauling lime overturned near the Chickasha Sports Complex last night and it blocked a city street for a couple of hours. The accident happened about 5 o'clock Tuesday evening near the city's wastewater treatment plant. The driver not seriously injured. Unofficial reports indicate the driver may have been speeding the semi northbound on the Grand Avenue extension when it turned on its side. The city of Chickasha starting a new program for 2018, publicly recognizing the work of its employees. An employee of the month will be selected for their performance. The first honor going to Darren Martin, who works in the city's Community Development Department. A press release from the city states that Martin has a mindset that citizens come first and that he's always exceeding the expectations of his job. Martin has worked for the city a total of 30 years, 27 with the fire department, the last three with Community Development. Martin to be recognized for his efforts at next week's city council meeting. Election results are in for county committees, which direct the farm service agencies in the Chickasha and Anadarko areas. Mark Jackson was at the Grady County FSA.
In Grady County, Jay Fulton was elected, and in Kettle County, John Wyatt was reelected. During January, county committees nationwide will hold their own elections to determine the chairperson, vice chairperson, and member of the committee for 2018.
Jackson also reminding small grain producers that next Tuesday is the deadline to report wheat and other small grain acreages. Jackson asking producers to at least call by that date to schedule an appointment. The appointment can be scheduled after the 16th without having to pay a fine. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the NYMEX up to $62.96 a barrel yesterday. London-based Brent crude up to $68.62. Natural gas up to $2.92 per million BTUs. Gold at $1,324. Silver, $17.19. Obituaries today include 69-year-old Gary Menifee of Chickasha. A memorial service will be at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Christian Church in Cache. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, partly sunny, windy, and warm today. We'll have a high in the low to mid-60s, and then overnight a sharp cold front will be coming across the state and plummeting temperatures into the 30s for tomorrow. There'll be a slight chance for some snow and sleet tomorrow, and gusty winds tomorrow, 35 to 45 miles per hour. Fire danger is going to be elevated for the next couple of days. Right now, not bad. It's fair and 43 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Here's Sue Kendall from Kendall's Flowers and Gifts.
Flowers will deliver any sentiment with impact. They'll tell someone special, I love you, I'm thinking about you, I care about you, you're the greatest, thank you. And they'll say it day after day. It's like a hug that lasts all week. Stop by Kendall's Flowers at 516 West Choctaw or give us a call at 224-4688 for a gift that will leave a lasting impression. Check us out on Facebook and Pinterest, and have a great day.
In sports, checking out some high school basketball last night, Amber Pocasset and Alec splitting their games last night. The girls, a one-point game, and Alec wins it 47-46. Ampo boys won 49-28. Minko dropping games to Okarchi last night. For the boys, it was 71-68. Number 4-ranked Okarchi girls beat Minko 51-38. Sorrel takes two from Apache. Boys win 76-47. Girls win 58-33. Calumet sweeps Gracemont last night. Boys' game was 80-61. Girls was 80-23. And Blanchard takes two from Noble yesterday. The boys win 56-45. Girls win 68-62. Dibble and Stratford split their games. Dibble boys win a three-point contest, 61-48. Make that 61-58. Stratford girls win 52-35. Trey Young with another monster night as number 9-ranked OU defeats number 8 Texas Tech, 75-65 at the Lloyd Noble Center in Norman last night. Young held to just 5 points in the first half, but had 22 in the second half to finish with 27, propelling the Sooners to their third win over a top 10-ranked opponent this season. OU women playing at Texas Tech tonight, 6 o'clock tip, and it's on Fox Sports Southwest Plus. My apologies to OSU fans, as yesterday I wrongly said the Cowboys were going to play last night at Kansas State. That game actually tonight in Manhattan, 7 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN News. And the Oklahoma City Thunder drop a 117-106 contest to Portland last night in OKC. Russell Westbrook and Paul George each had 22 for the Thunder, who are back in action tonight playing at Minnesota, 7 o'clock tip against the T-Wolves. Our cool news, weather, and sports today, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust.